This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Recently, Pope Francis made some startling comments. And of course, as so often, an element of truth coupled with a lot of error. I'm talking about hell and what he stated recently. And so I'd like to quote to you from Zenit, which is a semi-Catholic official agency. They report from Rome about the Catholic Church always in very positive and supportive ways. And they wrote on November 25, according to Vatican Radio, Pope Francis continued reflecting on the end of the world as discussed in the book of Revelation. It says, the Pope described how today's reading shows how the Lord will judge the great and the lowly according to their deeds, with the damned being thrown into the pool of fire, they probably mean lake of fire. Francis described this as the second death. So far, so good. That's what the book of Revelation says. Eternal damnation is not a torture chamber, he said. That is also correct. That's a description of this second death. It is a death. And those who will not be received in the kingdom of God, it's because they have not drawn close to the Lord. These are the people who journeyed along their own paths, distancing themselves from the Lord and passing in front of the Lord, but then choosing to walk away from him. Now let me just say what we are dealing with in the book of Revelation. Those who are being thrown into the lake of fire are those who have committed the unpardonable sin, which pre-necessitates the concept that they knew full well what the way of life was, that they had, in most cases, received God's Holy Spirit and then had forsaken God's way of life and have lost the Holy Spirit. Most people today have not committed the unpardonable sin because most people today have not received the knowledge of the truth. Only very few today in this day and age are receiving that knowledge, are called. Now let's go on though with what the Pope said. What eternal damnation is, he explained, is continually distancing oneself from God. It is a worst pain, an unsatisfied heart, a heart was created to find God, but which out of arrogance and self-confidence distances itself from God. Distancing oneself from God who gives happiness and who loves us so much, the pontiff admonished, is the fire and the road to eternal damnation. Now, all of that is completely and totally wrong. Man does not have an immortal soul. That's based on this concept here, clearly to be seen. But man does not have an immortal soul. When man dies, he is dead, dead in the grave. And in order to come back to life, he has to be resurrected from the death. Those who are going to be thrown into the lake of fire are those who have committed the unpardonable sin. They are going to be thrown into the lake of fire to be burned up. Their existence will cease. Eternal damnation has nothing to do with eternal separation from God. That is absolutely wrong. In order for you to understand better what the book of Revelation is all about, why Pope Francis is biblically wrong, completely and totally wrong in what he said, we have prepared a free booklet. It is entitled, Is That in the Bible? The Mysteries of the Book of Revelation. Now, this booklet explains in detail also what the lake of fire is all about, what the resurrection to eternal damnation is all about, what eternal damnation is. Yes, it's not a hell, as many people believe in, which is a total chamber of torture forever. That is not what the Bible says, but it is the lake of fire which will burn up those who have committed the unpardonable sin. And you can thank God for this. They will cease to exist. They will not live in torment forever and ever, even with the concept of a heart which has distanced itself from God and you have to live with that kind of a understanding. No, that is not what the Bible says. It is high time we understand and believe in God's word and not in what people might tell you what it says. Open your eyes. let God open your eyes and let God give you true understanding. I thank you very much for your listening today. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.